For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Happy Friday! And I mean that, baby. Live from the American Family Insurance Championship. I'm Ben Brust here in the flesh looking at the beautiful green grass. I got rained out on Wednesday. Yes, I'm still salty. Got a chance to play five holes with Rocco Mediate, who showed up in shorts, smoked a cigar, and complained like the rest of us that it was raining. Really like him. Have no idea how he's doing today. Hopefully well. Justin Garcia, you hear him everywhere. Guest hosting Wildy and Tausch, pre-halftime, post-game host of the Bucks Radio Network, in for Greg Scalzo, who's on vacation. Justin, what up, dude?
What is going on?
What's going on is typically, and I'm not one of those to be like, you know this about me because you spent a lot of time with me the last 6 months. I don't need much when it comes to like media. But the last 2 years, I've had the privilege to park very close to the American Family Insurance Championship. The wetness around the course made that change where we had to park, I'd say, quarter mile, half mile down the street, and take a school bus up the very narrow University Ridge Drive. It's like the longest way to get into a golf course. I mean, I tell you, the driveway is probably a half mile itself. So I got in a school bus, and all the nostalgia hit me. The nostalgia, not in the in the positive way. It made me think about riding school buses on school field trips, going to school, and the last time I was on a school bus going to a wedding in 90 degree weather where all the windows were locked. Is there any worse vehicle than a yellow school bus?
Did they play Piano Man at that wedding?
No, because I was a guest to this wedding. They did not play Piano Man, famously, as Justin and I discussed. Were you there?
No, I was there.
I've had so many different hosts, Greg's out. Don't take that personal.
No, thank you. So there is so much that's bad about your traditional yellow school bus. And when we were trying to come up with, is there anything good? I told you the best thing about your high school experience basically is once you're either old enough to drive and have a car, or you have a neighbor or a friend who has an older brother that has a car and they take you to school, that you no longer have to get on that death trap on wheels. I am stunned we still put kids on that.
It is the most fascinating thing in the world. After I drove on a school bus, there's no seatbelts. There are no seatbelts, and we voluntarily put our children going to school on a yellow school bus. This seems backwards.
There's no seat belts, and I've been on some that have it, but it's just the waist strap, so good luck with that. You mentioned the windows can lock or just
not work
altogether. If you draw the short straw and you end up in that seat that's on the wheel where you're just crouched in there.
Oh my gosh.
That has to be a safety hazard.
I forgot about that.
It gets ridiculously hot on those buses. There is nothing good about that. And when I think of yellow school buses, I don't even think about going to school. When I was, I think we've talked about this on here before, but like a sophomore, freshman, somewhere around that in high school, my summer job was corn detasseling. You know what that is?
No.
The worst job ever. You basically get up at like 3 a.m., get on a bus, drive out to a cornfield, and for like 9-10 hours, you're just walking up and down the rows of corn, detasseling it. You make like $50 a day, where it's not worth it. So I did that for a summer.
How did you find the opportunity?
Opportunity is a good way to put it. So in hindsight, this was basically like a pyramid scheme. Now that I look back on it, because one of my friends recruited me and another friend of mine to do this because his sister did it, and his sister got him in it, and somebody got his sister into it, and the more people you refer, the more
you were on the low end of the totem pole.
Right. So the more your base rate is, so I was basically manual labor. Instead of asking people if they wanted to invest in like a water filtration system, I was just walking up and down rows of corn in 100-degree weather. It was the worst. And two of my friends did it with me. They saw through it immediately and quit after like 3 days. My parents wouldn't let me quit, so I had to put up with it. And we took a yellow school bus out there every single morning, where it was like, all right, let's get on the bus and eat lunch at the midpoint of the day. And that was the last thing you wanted to do because it wasn't air conditioned. It was hot. It was crowded with people. They were eating disgusting things that I didn't like. So everything about the bus experience, I just attribute to that, and I hate.
I think every school bus for kids needs to be a coach bus. I don't know if that's in the taxpayers' budgets, but it needs to be better. We need to up our school bus game. Like, they've literally – have they evolved at all the last 30 years? 800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. If you have a good experience on a yellow school bus, I would love to hear it. I do salute school bus drivers. I would probably say that is the best thing about a school bus. Is that fair? Because they have to –
put up with a lot.
Yes. The kids can't be, a joy when it's summer or, like, I don't know, I want to say the start of school, end of school. I just remember being miserable and sweaty and gross and it just, like, I had a flashback on my way in here, and I feel like yours is worse, though.
Well, and also, the times I think you mentioned are where it's especially bad, where kids are starting to feel themselves and starting to get to, hey, it's almost summer, we got nothing to lose here. The worst is you get to that point in the calendar year and you pull up alongside or behind a school bus, and like, that is the ultimate, what am I going to be dealing with here? Is this just going to be kids running to the back of the bus, flipping me off or doing something? Is it going to be a well-behaved bus? You never know what you're going to get, but it's always something.
Yeah, and I'm live here, Ben Brust here, along with Justin Garcia, who's in for Greg Scalzo. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Chris Larson helping us run the show today. And again, a beautiful day here at the American Family Insurance Championship. Last I saw, Strick was 3-under through 15. I haven't had a chance to look where he is, but all you want to do is be in contention early and not lose it. You can lose it in day one. And I'm all Team Strick. Yesterday, I'd be curious on your take. I know you're not much of a golfer, but this was closer than I imagined. Homer, who's joining us next segment, had an opportunity to golf with John Daly in the Pro-Am. And last year, I had the opportunity to golf with Steve Stricker. And on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, we had said, if you could play a round of golf, who would you rather play with, John Daly or Steve Stricker? I ask you, Justin Garcia, who?
Golf only?
Yeah, I mean, like, you're playing a round of golf.
Yeah. I'm inclined to say John Daly, but I also feel like the answer is I'd rather hang out with John Daly after the round, and I'd rather golf with Steve Stricker during so, and maybe get some pointers, even though we said, like, it rarely comes from a genuine spot when you get golf tips.
It came from a genuine spot, because I've talked about this. Steve Stricker told me that I needed help with my grip, because his wife Nikki, who caddies for him, told me that I had a weak grip and he needs to bleeping fix that. And so I felt a lot of pressure after that. And when you get no one gets better in the middle of golf when they get tips. Nobody.
No.
Nobody. I don't care who you are. It just messes with your head. I guess maybe a pro. But I feel like even a pro, if in the middle of the round someone's like, hey, adjust where your ball position is.
You get better next round, but like during that round, no.
No, yeah, it's too much of a mental game. And then when Greg Scalzo and I, strong tradition here on Scalzo and Brust, won the Pro-Am in 2018, we got to hang out with John Daly as part of an event with American Family Insurance. And John Daly, like, asked myself, Greg, and my brother Jonathan happened to be there. He's always around. I don't know how he's always around. If we wanted to go out and have a smoke with him. And guess what I did, Justin?
I hope you said yes.
I said no. I didn't go out there. My brother and Greg Scalzo went and smoked a cigarette with John Daly. What was I thinking?
I mean, that seems to be a constant here. Have you ever had a cigarette in your life?
Yes, yes. The first time I had a cigarette, famously, was when I lost a lot of money outside of a mall casino in Lithuania.
Yeah, I don't know why you would turn that down. I would still say Steve Stricker. I mean, John Daly's great, but I also feel like the mystique is a little more than the actual experience you would get. Now, having said that, I did see the video, I think, from today of him teeing off on a beer can. So if he could teach me how to do that, then we're talking. But I still think, start to finish, it would be more enjoyable with Steve Stricker. I think the highs would be great with John Daly, but I think there'd be a lot of valleys and a lot of lows there as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. I had fun with Strick. And again, I have huge regret because, like, I'm not anti-cigarette. I'm not a smoker. I will have a couple Bud Lights and maybe be like, hey, you know, like on the weekend.
Yeah, I think you should be anti-cigarette. It's
yeah,
not very,
no, I feel like that's an okay. I feel like that's an okay stance to go on the radio and talk about. You know, trying to save lives here, any way I can. Speaking of which, in Steve Stricker, there's still time for you to get your tickets here for the American Family Insurance Championship. And proceeds go to the Steve Stricker Foundation and the American Family Children's Hospital. So not only is this a great event, the weather's supposed to be beautiful. The course is in great shape. There's a lot of great names. And we have tournament host Steve Stricker. Jerry Kelly, a local Madison native, has won the last two events. It's a phenomenal event. Get to AmFam.com and buy some tickets and know that when you go and enjoy the event, you're also helping one of the greatest places that you can help, and that's the American Family Children's Hospital. 800-990-3776. Anita in West Bend, who I believe is a teacher. Anita says she loved her elementary school bus driver. I made him a bus-shaped cake for appreciation. She definitely gets a gold star and probably was class president. And again there, Justin, that had nothing to do with the actual school bus enjoyment. It was the school bus driver.
Did your parents, you took the school bus as a kid, I'm assuming.
Not often. I walked. I was walkable for, it was days where like it was brutal out, you know, like where I couldn't like.
Where it was like, all right, I'm not
polar vortex. We're not sending the third grader to haul the elementary school.
Do you gift the school bus driver like you would do the postman and the garbage crew? Do you give a Christmas gift?
Well, we've all learned Greg Scalzo tips the garbage man and the mailman. I think 100 bones each. His school bus driver had to have been tipped by Greg. He had to have, right? At this point, he got to see. But that's the thing. He does it out of kindness, but he also knows that if he leaves something out from a trash perspective, if he gives the trash man, you know, a nice buckaroo, that he might take something he maybe wouldn't. The mailman, I don't get. Like, I guess we heard that mailmen might actually delay bringing you mail, but I don't see that. What benefit can you get from the school bus driver? I hope he drives safe no matter what, and a cake doesn't change how he does that.
$100 is that's not common, is it? Because I feel like
no,
$20 or like almost a baked good or something.
Yes, I was saying the baked good is what the most popular answer on the talk and text line was, and like almost like Santa Claus, right? You leave cookies and milk. You know, you leave a baked goods for your local garbage man and mailman to show your appreciation.
I think the school bus driver is more of the post rather than the preemptive of like, oh, well, if I do this, it'll bode well. I think the school bus driver is more the thank you for the putting up with my son or daughter and getting them to school safely.
Safely. Yes, that's the key word. Again, live from the American Family Children, or that's where the proceeds are going. Live from the American Family Championship, Ben Brust here alongside Justin Garcia. We do have Homer joining us next. And he's taking victory laps all day about his opinion on why Devontae Adams is no longer a Green Bay Packer. I want to discuss that with him next here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
This is Scalzo and Brust on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
And you never come back, and you never come back to me.
Wonderful opportunity for the state of Wisconsin to see something amazing, and that is the NTT IndyCar Series at Road America. Again, we had Scott McLaughlin on yesterday. He was awesome. He is now a Badger fan, a guy from New Zealand who found his way to Charlotte, which is kind of like the motorsports hub, is a Knicks, Mets, Rangers, Panthers, Badgers fan. I'll take it. I'll take it. If you missed that interview, you can check that out at Wisconsin On Demand. But again, the NTT IndyCar Series is happening this weekend with nonstop racing action. You can camp on site all weekend, and that's what I recommend. That's what I did. That's how I caught the bug. And you can enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under, and get your tickets at roadamerica.com. You come for that experience, and then you stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light, and it is beautiful here at the American Family Insurance Championship. Ben Brust here with Justin Garcia, who's in for Greg Scalzo, and we are excited to be joined by Homer of Homer and Tony, 2-4 weekdays on 94.5 ESPN. Homer, you've been doing some victory laps as you've gotten a little bit of clarity as to why Devontae Adams is no longer a Green Bay Packer. And I will be asking the question, which is the biggest reason that Devontae Adams is not a Packer? The front office not prioritizing him, Aaron Rodgers' indecision on retirement, or simply not wanting to play with Jordan Love in the future?
Well, I think the reality is I nailed it, and it's as if Devontae said, yeah, Homer was 100% right. Aaron Rodgers said that he would only guarantee 1 year, and Devontae said, I'm gone. As you or I or anybody would have done exactly the same. So what was your attempt to move it away from just the brilliance of my opinion, which was literally exactly what Devontae Adams said?
Because I thought Jason Wilde made a great point when we talked to him about Devontae Adams, and he mentioned this, you know, if he had an opportunity to ask Devontae a question, or when Devontae spoke, what did he not get asked that you were interested in? And that was, you know, more about the timeline. And I really do think if the front office prioritized him, and because he turned down more money to play in Vegas, and I think what you say on the surface isn't always what the truth is. I think that if he was prioritized by the front office much earlier, to him, it probably felt like, you know what, Aaron's more important to the Packers, and I don't want to feel that way because I feel like I am one of the most valuable football players outside the quarterback position, and they don't feel that way. And so I want to be where I'm valued. And then similar to how Aaron Rodgers was, after the NFC Championship game that they lost and he wanted to be extended, they didn't do that, and that caused a ruckus. It's all about timing, and I think the timing of offering him the money that he was offered was too late. The writing was on the wall.
See, and I think that's just total crap. He can sell that, but that's like they offered you the amount of money, but not at the right time. Who are you kidding? You wanted to be the highest paid.
Emotions. Emotions.
Give me a break. That's just what you say. I mean, I think he knew that Rodgers wouldn't necessarily be here. I mean, if that's a part of it, he's crazy. I mean, how many times have you heard an NBA player, any league player, who's given the most money ever said, well, I was offered the most money ever, but the timing wasn't right. The timing is always right when you're given more money than any other player ever at your position.
Yeah, so, I mean, I hear you,
I don't
Homer.
Want him. If
I just don't
true,
think you can.
I
just don't think
team.
You can go on record and say Homer's 100% right.
Well, I was 100% right with why he, at the time that they discussed it. Why? Because it's so obvious, and all of us would have been the same. Like, all right, Aaron Rodgers says to you that I can only guarantee I'm going to be here one more year. What are you going to do? I'm leaving if I have a choice as good as the choice that he had. As Jason brought up, if there had been no Carr, and it, you know, then what would he have done?
So you're almost saying it's more about not wanting to play with Jordan Love.
Yeah, none of you, none of us would either. If you have the choice of playing with Derek Carr, we're not reinventing the wheel. These are
Homer. Like I think that's an indictment on Matt LaFleur and the ability that he would be able to produce with Devontae Adams staying as the highest paid player at that position as a Green Bay Packer with Jordan Love. Like he's not believing in Matt LaFleur. He's basically saying this is all Aaron Rodgers, which I think is unfair because Matt LaFleur has shaped Aaron Rodgers into this MVP resurgence.
Yeah, but what, I mean, what's your point again that Matt LaFleur can't do with Jordan Love what he does with Aaron Rodgers? I'm missing your point.
Of course, Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love can't do what Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers could do. But I'd like to think if Devontae's is worth the value that he's saying he is, that Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love could make it work. And he's turning down the most money that he was offered to not play with Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. That's kind of an indictment on what he thinks of Matt LaFleur, in my opinion.
No, it has nothing to do with Matt LaFleur.
You think it all has to do with Jordan Love?
Of course, versus Derek Carr. Come on. What would you do?
Well, when did Derek Carr become somebody that we're heralding as somebody who I don't think he's won a playoff game?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's Aaron Rodgers, what's Derek Carr, and what's Jordan Love?
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what Derek Carr is comparison to Jordan Love. I think that the Green Bay Packers have a better chance to make the playoffs and win versus the Oakland Raiders based off where they are in their division.
But that's this year. I see Devontae Adams' logic of this year, and this might be it. This is my last chance. Who knows what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers? Or I already have this chemistry and this relationship with Derek Carr. No, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but he's not Jordan Love, and I have a longer window to get it done in Oakland or in Vegas.
I can't say it any better than that. You don't need me in this segment.
I still disagree. Like, I think the Packers are set up to be better than the Las Vegas Raiders over the next 3 or 4 years, no matter who the quarterback is. They have a great offensive line, a great run game, and they're building a great defense.
How does that affect Devontae Adams? Devontae Adams,
you should want to be a part of an organization to get paid the most money where you have a chance to win every year. But again, that's why I don't think it's that. I think it's more of the stuff that he's not pointing to, about raising a family, about you know, being over there, because he's not prioritizing winning or money. It's an odd thing for him to do.
The money's about the same, and he's a wide receiver. It's not like the Raiders are going to be bad. Do I want to be on a pretty good team with a good quarterback or a possibility of a good team with a questionable quarterback? Which would you want as a wide receiver?
Derek Carr has not – I'm anti Derek Carr now because of this.
What would you would stay with the Packers rather than go with Derek Carr?
Yeah, 0-1 career record in the playoffs. He's really that good of a quarterback. He can't be that much better than Jordan Love. And I know I'm not one to be like, hey, everyone, Jordan Love's the future here. But Jason Wilde this morning talking about progress that he's made, that he's shown. Is it great? No, but it's good, and it's positive momentum. And let's remember here, of all the quarterbacks that were drafted, Jordan Love would have been graded higher than all of them this past year, and he's around the same age. He's still young. Look, Devontae just didn't want to be with the Packers, and I wouldn't choose to go play with Derek Carr. He chose friendship over winning.
All right, so you would have picked the Packers, even if Aaron Rodgers told you, I can only guarantee I'm going to be here 1 year.
Correct. I would have made the most money, and I would have been in a crappy division, and I would have had a chance to win. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's a pride and ego thing in the NFL. Especially when not all of it is not usually guaranteed. You want to get as much as possible, and you would have got that from the Packers.
Right. Right. Again. So, yeah, that's fine. You're you know, do a poll on that. You're part of, like, 10%.
Well, I will see – because I'm going to make a poll. What is your leading poll that you want to make to try and get your 90 to my 10?
I don't need any poll. Devontae Adams agreed with what I said. How would a poll be better than that?
I will prove that Homer is wrong. Unfortunately, we have Devontae on.
But the Devontae Adams
just because he said it doesn't
count.
Doesn't mean it's true. Has Aaron Rodgers lied when he's talked, Homer?
Has Aaron Rodgers? Yes.
Yes. So we're just going to believe everything all the athletes say when they speak.
You could explain why Devontae Adams would lie. Everything he says seems reasonable. The majority of people would do exactly what he did, but you can, sell your side. Explain why he lied. You've tried to explain why you would stay with Green Bay.
I'll put on the poll. If you were Devontae Adams, would you have stayed with the Packers or played for the Raiders?
The poll question, would you rather play one season with Aaron Rodgers or five with Derek Carr?
Given that you only have one guaranteed year with Rodgers, would you rather sign with the Packers or Raiders if you were Devontae Adams?
Right, or 1 to 5. Either one is fine, yes. Yeah.
Done.
It'll be at least 80%. But that won't change your opinion.
No,
you don't care what Devontae Adams says, why are you going to care what the poll says?
Because I want to be right with the people. That's what matters most, Homer.
Clearly. Yes, more important than the person itself. Yeah, hang on with that.
I believe in the Scalzo and Bruss family and their knowledge of reading the situation versus just believing everything they hear. We dig deeper. We dig deeper than go surface level quotes like you do.
What if 80% say they would have gone to the Raiders? Then what will you say?
I'll eat crow when I talk to you next.
Bye.
See ya. That Homer from Homer and Tony from 2 to 4 weekdays on 94.5 ESPN. I love him so much. I really do. Justin, I'm sorry that I took over there.
No, that was... Well, it's always a hurricane whenever we catch up with Homer, and that's exactly what I expected there. But so how are you going to word this? Would you rather play one season with Rodgers versus five with Derek Carr?
No. If you were Devontae Adams and you know you only had 1 year guaranteed with Rodgers, where would you have signed? And I know I'm the only one that has access to the poll, so I will work on it during the break. This is Scalzo and Bruss presented by Bud Light. 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Brust on a Friday, live from the American Family Insurance Championship. Ben Brust here alongside Justin Garcia in for Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio and his tunes are here in spirit as Chris Larson is running the show. I believe Hunt Daddy is back in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, I put out the poll, Justin. You can tell me what you think. I don't think it is leading. I think it is fair. I put out, if you were Devontae Adams and were only guaranteed 1 year with Aaron Rodgers, where would you have signed? The Packers or the Raiders?
I mean, it is kind of leading, is it not?
How?
Chris? You're putting Aaron Rodgers in the topic there, that you're saying, well, keep in mind,
he has only got 1 year with Aaron Rodgers. That is factually correct.
One year with Aaron Rodgers, five with Derek Carr.
I didn't want to do that. Early on in the voting, the Raiders are leading, so don't worry. I just don't want to lose 80-20, because that's the bar that Homer set.
I think if you would have put the poll out as I worded, I think a majority would have chose Aaron Rodgers. So if, well, I only get one of this. The way you put it, though, it's going to go against what you want.
So you're saying the idea of people seeing 5 years of Derek Carr would scare them.
Right.
He's only played in one playoff game.
I get at least one of Aaron Rodgers, or I have five of Derek Carr. Yeah, I would take one of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we might have to revisit a poll second hour if this one really, really destroys me, because I'm not going down to Homer without a fight. Let's play a little one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He's Justin Garcia. I am Ben Brust. We're contestants for one or zero. Chris Larson, he is your host. He's going to have a question. We're going to say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Chris, take it away.
All right, guys, one or zero. Apparently, the UK is testing a four-day work week in the largest pilot program of its kind. One or zero, for the extra day off you would get for a four-day work week, would you rather have off Monday or Friday? Or would you have take Monday over Friday for the extra day off?
One, I would rather take Monday over Friday.
Yeah.
I know that's crazy.
It's
probably
not
to some people, but the idea of like mentally knowing that you like don't have this.
It's like, easy. Yeah.
I would drink too much if Friday was off.
It's a one for me as well, because Friday is already kind of like a half day for everybody. Like, you're into
like
the weekend,
mentally.
And yeah,
like we've
you're
already
checked
mentally
out.
Prepared
it's,
our minds
oh,
for Friday to
yeah,
be good.
Yeah, can you run this report? Yeah, I guess. Oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. Do it next week. It's already 2 o'clock today. Like, that's the vibes of Friday. So if you get off Monday, it's basically a 3.5, sometimes 3 day work week.
That you just reminded me of The Office, where it's like, Jim, can I get the rundown? Doesn't know what the rundown is. Jim's life in The Office is basically a Friday every single day. That being said, yeah, I think that's the biggest reason for me is Friday has a great feel. Mondays don't. I mean, I don't hate Mondays. I think Tuesday is the worst day of the week. But if I could make Tuesday my Monday, heck yeah, I'm in.
Along those lines, Thursday's the best day of the week. Because you know what's around the corner.
I tend to agree. Like yesterday night, I was
last
hanging
night,
out.
As some people would say.
All right, Mr. Grammar Police. Everyone knows I'm not the most like grammatically correct person on this program, Justin. Last night, I was. It's weird because my girlfriend has been introduced to the audience. Unfortunately, Chewy broke the rule that she didn't want. She didn't want her first real name being put out there. I can't believe I just told people to go to Wisconsin On Demand to find that. She was like making drinks, and I was like, "What? We're doing drinks tonight?" She goes, "Yeah, it's Thursday."
It's Thursday,
and it just seemed more acceptable. So I tend to agree, because even if I'm a little, you know, I wouldn't say hungover, a little bit groggy on Friday, I made it to my workout. If I didn't drink, I would have probably been a little bit better at my workout. But I still, like, was excited. I was like, oh, I'll get up for the workout. It's Friday. Like, whatever. Chris?
Hi, guys. Moving on. 1-0 here. An Indian man in India apparently divorced his wife because she only made him instant noodles for him for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all three meals. He said his wife didn't know how to make any other food. 1-0, you see that as a divorceable offense.
Zero. He's got two hands. Make food yourself. I love to cook, and I love trying different things. I feel like, and this might be me in an echo chamber, because I probably would do this at times, but if somebody is making you food, you can't bash them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All right, so this might surprise you. I'm also a zero, but I don't eat food others have prepared. I don't.
Excuse me?
Oh, 100%.
I was with you all year, and you ate food at Fiserv Forum.
That's different.
That others
Those
prepared.
Those are professional chefs that I'm eating that from. I'm talking
You're
about,
telling me the people that we were getting food from at Chick-fil-A are professional
yeah,
chefs?
I'm not going to insult them, yes. I think they are professionals. They work in the culinary arts, so they are professional culinary.
Hey, Justin, you know, hey, Sunday night, I'm making dinner.
Yeah, it's probably a no. I'll catch up with you afterwards.
Yeah, I'm with Justin on this one. Like, if somebody brings something into the office here or something like that, I'm not touching it whatsoever.
I don't know.
You guys are lunatics.
Look, I don't know how you prepared it. I don't know what your home is like. I don't know how clean you are. And also, I think I'm a better cook than, you know, like, I don't want people to make food.
I'm a better cook than you. And I'm insulted that you would not eat a meal if I invited
you.
You
know what?
You
we'll never know.
You know, you're right, because you're scared to put yourself out there and try food. Like, okay, do you eat fat? This is backwards. Do you eat fast food?
Not regularly, but yes.
But yes, you do. And so you're saying that
they
the fast food
paid professionals
that is frozen and maybe delivered by a truck, and you don't know how long the meat has been sitting there,
but
is served
what I
to
do
you
know.
In
here's,
a plastic wrap.
Here's what I do know. Whoever prepared that and put it under the heat lamp and handed it to me, they're wearing gloves.
They're held to a certain standard.
Exactly. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you have a cold and you're just wiping your nose on your sleeve. You got a cat that's wandering around the house.
Now I'm going to have you over just so I can do something to your food.
I'm not going to eat it. So you're wasting food.
No, this is. You guys need to trust,
like,
and
Chris,
live more.
When somebody, we have a potluck here.
Right.
You have to take something and not look rude. What are you taking? Because for me, it's simple.
Something that's probably prepackaged.
Bingo. I'm the first one. I make a beeline to, like, a bag of chips that's unopened. I make sure I'm the one that's opening it, and you spill it out onto your plate. Like, yeah, I'll take these, you know, store processed chips.
I can't wait for the next team meeting that you're involved in. I'm opening every bag of chip. What would happen if every bag of chip was opened?
Well, I'd be on the call through Zoom, so I could eat whatever's in my home.
Jeez, you're making this complicated. You're the worst. Chris, anything else?
That's one for one or zero.
Yeah. I don't want to play one or zero with you guys. You guys suck at it. No response, really.
I think we're doing it well, based off what Chris said. I think we're the only ones that are doing it the right way. You know what else? I haven't really been sick the last couple of years.
Like,
you know why?
A grill out.
Can I cook it?
No.
Well, then. Let me know how it tastes. Maybe I'll show up afterwards.
Do you have friends?
Several. I got to pare down the amount of friends I have at this point.
Like, one of your friends that I knew, that I do know of, allegedly a friend, Ashton Rotman of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, he cooks and bakes very delicious
things. Ask him how
many
times I've tried his.
Zero?
Yeah.
You're a horrible friend. You are a horrible friend. And I'm embarrassed for you. All right. Well, now I'm just hanging out with two psychopaths who don't eat food prepared by other people, unless it's at like McDonald's or a restaurant. I fundamentally
or
don't
these hands.
That.
Yeah, or I prepare it myself.
Mr. Fresh and Racine chimes in. This is an interesting thought. On the lines of a 4-day week, he says Wednesday would be the best day for a day off. I actually think this is horrible.
I know the logic, but
who would want to get started, take a break, and then start again?
Right.
Like, that would mentally mess me up. I would not like that. I'm a know what I have to do for 4 days, grind it out, give me three in a row.
But here's the other thing, which
Nelson would like that, because if he had a day off in the middle of the week, he'd find a way to get off on Fridays as well. Jesse Nelson would be the only person in the world to turn a 4-day work week into a 3-day work week.
Three?
Yeah, he's always got a dentist appointment.
You think he'd get three?
Oh, yeah, he's got a dentist appointment. He's sick. He's got to go up north, this, that, or the other thing. It's always something with him.
The other part of it that Chris didn't specify is, so is the trade-off here, which we assume we'll do 4 10-hour days. Like, in principle, everybody thinks that's a good idea, but I'm telling you, once you put it in place and you do this for 3 or 4 weeks, it's, oh, God, 2 more hours? Let's just go back to the 8-hour days.
800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. If you were Devontae Adams and you were only guaranteed 1 year with Aaron Rodgers, Where would you have signed, the Packers or the Raiders? 50-50 right now, Justin. 50-50. Again, 800-990-3776. Want to hear from you, the Scal Zone Brust family. Plus, you can vote on Twitter, at Scal Zone Brust. We'll hit on that and more next on Scal Zone Brust, presented by Bud Light. Live from the American Family Championship here in the flesh, in the sun. Not salty about getting rained out Wednesday in the Pro-Am. Only mentioned that twice now, Justin, correct?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? Have you not been paying attention?
When I hear you talk about yourself is when I usually just...
Oh, you're such a...
Turn and Chris and I have our own conversation.
Yeah, just not, like the head sigh, like nonverbal cue, like this guy again. It's amazing here today. And if you have not gotten tickets to the American Family Championship, proceeds go to the Steve Stricker Foundation and the American Family Children's Hospital. So not only will you enjoy a wonderful time on the golf course, but you'll be supporting great causes with American Family and the Children's Hospital. Going to break, I had asked the Scal Zone Brust family, if you were Devontae Adams and you're only guaranteed 1 year of Aaron Rodgers, where would you have signed, the Packers or the Raiders? Right now, the Raiders have taken the lead, 54-46. 800-990-3776. We want to hear from you, the Scal Zone Brust family. You can call us. You can text us again, 800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National. Let's go to Alan in Milwaukee. Alan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. It's going well. I love your energy because you never change, and I want to start matching that.
So, I've been told that all my life. Pretty good. Real quick, I have had 4 day work weeks at 3 different employers, so maybe it's coming around the bend at more people, at more companies. Who knows? So it's out there.
What was your setup? Did you have Friday off or Monday off?
I've had three different setups. I was off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I was off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then I was off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Did you like it better than the 5 day?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I don't even know why
it felt like it felt like mini vacation. And you didn't have to use your PTO because it was like you had enough time to go do stuff with your built-in days off.
I don't want to name names, but how did you find three places? Like, three places have done this in the States?
Yeah, it was GoDaddy.com, Northwestern Mutual, and Time Warner Cable when they were Time Warner Cable.
Jeez, you found the right places, Alan. Anything on the Devontae side of things? Because if I know you, I feel like you do have an opinion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how you can't figure out that he left because he felt betrayed. Because
that's what I had said. Homer doesn't believe that.
Like, he just sat and watched Aaron Rodgers take a mini, you know, hiatus because he wanted to have, you know, Randy Macho Man Cobb come back, but he didn't take into account the fact that they couldn't pay both of them to come back. It was kind of like, you know, if they brought Greg into the office tomorrow and was like, hey, Greg, we want to re-sign you to a contract. And Greg asked for more money, and they're like, well, if we pay you that, Greg, we can't pay Ben. And then they brought you in the office the following day and said, hey, Ben, we wish you well in your next endeavor. You'd be like, man, Greg, couldn't you have just taken, you know, a little less so they could keep me around? And, like, I feel like that's the thing that pushed Devontae out the door, because it was like, you know, this is my time to get my contract. This is, like, what Aaron's, what, third big money contract or second big money contract? He could have taken a little off the top.
They restructured it to be able to have cap flexibility, but ultimately, Devontae clearly wasn't a part of those plans. And thank you for the call. And I look forward to having Greg Scalzo back.
Thanks for the call.
Justin, do you think Greg would take a pay cut to keep me on the show?
Is that a possibility? Is that something that's going on behind the scenes? I'd be curious to know. You know what? Hearing the story about the 100 piece that he gave out for Christmas gifts. Yeah, I do think he would take a pay cut to keep you in the fold.
I don't think it's about the money. I just got to make sure he likes me enough, you know?
Yeah.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. On Twitter, at @ScalzoneBrust. If you were Devontae Adams and you were only guaranteed 1 year with Aaron Rodgers, where would you have signed? 49% of the people say the Packers. 51% of the people say the Raiders. And have some responses coming in on the text line as well as Twitter. But first, I would love to tell you about Blake's Hard Cider. Blake's Hard Cider is delicious because it comes from Blake's Farms, and they've been sourcing their products organically since World War II. You heard me right. It's been since 1946 that they have been creating these wonderful, wonderful ciders. Blake's Hard Cider recently has put out wonderful new Kinder series. So again, if you put two and two together, this world can kind of be a little bit of a tough place. Right now, the Kinder series has Rainbow Passion. Rainbow Passion, again, a portion of the proceeds are going to go to local organizations. Again, it's Pride Month, so that's why you got the Passion series as well as their Passion Seeker. So pick it up at Festival Foods, Woodman's, Total Wine, Pick and Save, and Riley's. Blake's Hard Cider. It is absolutely delicious. Get 800-990-3776. If you were Devontae and were only guaranteed 1 year with Aaron Rodgers, would you have signed with the Packers or the Raiders? 800-990-3776. We talk to the Scalzo and Brust family next, presented by Bud Light.